The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Menachas Daf Tezayin. We're continuing our discussion of the sugyas of Pigel. The discussion of the Chelek HaMatir of the Korban, the Chelek HaNechel of the Korban. We understand, stood till now, that the Matir and the Achila is the two parts of the Korban, with thinking about one b'shas the other, that creates the Pigel effect. Chatzim Matir is not enough to create that effect, because doesn't Chatzim Matir can't actually create a Heter Achila, so it can't create the Anti-Achila, it can't create the Pigel effect. The Charifi Pumpadisa, the Gemara says, from Mechadish, that if you put together the two matir, the two parts of a matir, one part could be, could create a pigle effect in the other. It's a Chiddush. The Chelek Haktoros Alavoyna, the Haktoros Akmitsu with Haktoros Alavoyna. Each one is a Chatzimata. If you think about one without the other, you can't be Mefagol. Each one's only a Chatzimata. What happens if you think about one? Clap in the other. He's makter the koimitz, al menas to be makter the levoino chutzos mana chutzlum koimer. That's yemefagel. What's the understanding? He's not thinking about the achilois shalois b'shalois shalabim koimer shalabim mana. What you see over here is that it's really mechazik our position that the idea of pigel is not thinking about the achila per se. Achila is not makim in the carpet. L'chara, what's thought about, there's no psulim in the achila. If the achila never took place, not a problem. Even you made a carbon, a makir of a carbon, you ate shalai b'zman shalai b'kram. It doesn't impugn the kashrus or the yotzei dechavotzei of the carbon. Why should thinking about it be any worse? The teretz is that the thinking about the achila is part of the avodah. Part of the avodah is the fact that it's a matir. And if the matir, the matir is done in a way where you kaveh makshava klape the niter, so that distorts the matir itself, that creates a pigle effect in the whole korban. So the Charifi Pumbedisa understood that the mechashiv is not that you have to think about the achila. You have to think in, you have to put the achilos into the matir in order to distort the matir, and that creates a psul in the carbon. So memela, it's shaykh to take two chalokim of the matir, and to make that into one, to forge one reality of being mechashiv in the other chelik in the matir, that itself would also create the pigel effect. Now let's ask ourselves, if that's true, why not be able to be mechashiv, let's say, in a chatzi kmitza, to the other half of kmitza? That for sure not. That doesn't work. That's a chatzi matir, and over there you wouldn't be able to put one to the other. Teretz is very simple. The chatzi matirim that can connect with each other to create a pigle effect is only when each one is a separate maisa. That means there's a maisa of matir, where it might not be the full matir in terms of that it could create the effect of heter achila, but it's a full maisa avoida. And we discussed this shiurim before. The haktoras halavoina, or the haktoras hakmitz is a full maisa, it's just not a full matir. So Mel, if you take the haktoras hakmitz, and you take the haktoras halavoina, you plug in that one is what you're thinking about, and one is where you're thinking it, so the two plug into one whole distortion of the carbon called pigle. But in a chatzi koimitz, to another chatzi koimitz, each one's not a full maisa. A machshava that's not kivea in a maisa is not a machshava. It does not have any staying power to create any psul. We'll give another example of the same thing. It's a kasha that the Reb Kiveg and the Gilin HaShatz and Zvachim Bafim Aleph Mutch is over. There's a halacha that the Yom Kippurim, or other karbonis, where there had to be a seder of Sheva Hazois Bifnim. Those seven are ma'akiv, there has to be the... If you did six out of seven, let's say zrika in a regular carbon, if you do one out of the two, it's yotze as long as you have one zrika. Sheva hazois, each one of them is likuv, you need the full seven. In that sense, in machsheves pigel, if all seven are ma'akiv, you have to be mefagel, let's say klapi, thinking about being makriv that being the achila of that carbon being the hazois, the machshavat hazois would have to be in all sheva hazois. Kivegas akasha that is, let's say, in a carbon chatas, where a carbon chatas needs four hazois on each corner of the mizbeach. According to Beishamai, Lididan, you only need one. According to Beishamai, two of them are ma'akiv. Mishnah in the fourth paragraph in Zvachim. And what's mavur in the Gemara is that legabe pigol, what would be enough of a ma'is avoided to be mechashiv in order to create a pigol effect? One hazoi, even according to Beishamai. Why each one kishlatzmai? Why is it different than the sheva hazois? The chilik is also over there. The Sheva Hazois, the Pshat is, it's one Maisa of Sheva Hazois. According to Beishamai, you see Beishamai doesn't hold you need all four. He holds also that a Hazor is one Hazor. It's only over there by Sheva Hazois that the Sheva Hazois is a different type of Hazor. It's a different type of Zrikas Hadam. That Viskirov says, you see that Beishamai doesn't hold that all four are Likuvah. The Seder Akrova, the way it's described in the Torah, is a Seder Akrova, but the Etzem Maisa is a mice of one. The Torah says that the Seder Krov Likuva, you need two mice. So merely each mice is a mice. So then what you can do is you can understand that each mice Krov, even though it's only part of a matir, but one could plug into the other to create a pigal effect. The one chelik of the matir to the other chelik of the matir, since both of them together have to create a heter achila. So even the two parts of the matir to each other can create a pigal effect. That's the chiddush of the charif in the pumbedisa. What's interesting is the Gemara says menakotza lakotza. The Gemara says the charif in the pumbedisa. The Gemara argues. Charif in the pumbedisa said that even according to chacham that hold that aim of fagam v'chatzi matir, but that's only because the chatzi matir only has half of the what creates the effect of the heter achila. And pigul is only when we're dealing with the whole process of creating a heter achila. Come along with the charif of Pumbedisa, and they have a chat. That's why they call the charif of the Pumbedisa. They put together two chalokim of the matir, and both together have that koyach of creating the effect of a heter achila. That's why it's mafangal, even according to the chachom. The Gemara is chalik, and the Gemara says, no, pumfaket. Even according to Reb Meir that holds that mefagla v'chatzi matir, that only means that if you do a maisa which is a matir, it doesn't have to be that it's a maisa which creates the whole heter achila. It's a maisa which its koyach is to be part of creating a heter achila. It's a matir, a chatzi matir, but it's a matir. Do that maisa with a machshova of achila, of a distorted achila, then that's pigle. Even a pigle of chatzi matir is also. But one chelik of the matir to the other chelik of the matir, you're not thinking about the achila. You're not plugging in psul into the achila. Even according to a mayor, that would not passel. You can understand both stuff. Another place where you see, in the sugya is discussed, where there's a discussion about where to be able to split the two parts of the carbon from each other, legabi the ma'isa avoido, legabi the achila. Another place you find is you have a din by us in the Mishnah over here. There's the Tanner of Yosi, that's the Mishnah of Dafid Gimel. We're sort of going minyan le'inyan, but they're all the sugyas are conceptually tied together. Where we have the Mishnah of Dafid Dalet of Beis, nit mesachas min achalas ve'achan min astorim, if Yudah oim v'shneim yotzel le'beis ha'sreifu, shein korvin tzibu cholok. If Yudah had a kabbalah, chiddush, that even though the tumah was not in the chelik haritzi of the carbon, the tumah was in the chelik haniter of the carbon, the chalo yisoechem and astorim, over here by carbon sibur, the din is that the carbon sibur has to be all one chativa together, and the chachom hold no, atomim b'tumosim, but that which is nitma, is nitma v'ator yoicham. And the Gemara says that that machloikis is only Binegea lefnezuk lachazrika, the carbon can be divided. You can have a chelik of the carbon that's nitr lachila, that's omid lachila, and a chelik that's not. The problem is only before, and the Gemara relates that to a din of tzitz meratze. There's a din that tzitz is meratze, that the tzitz takes away the din tumah. Doesn't take away the din tumah that you can eat it over tumah. It takes away the din tumah that the tumah is not. that the korban still exists legabe de ritzu edam, which means that lamashal, let's say we have the din, we discussed the din before of the main basa in dam. Let's say there's basa that's nitma, and if you have tzitz merata, so tzitz merata, that's cool that this basa over here legabe de zrika, but legabe de achil that not. So we have the din over here where the Gemara says legabe de ritzu of the tzitz. The Gemara thought to say that the machlokes between of Yehuda and the Chacham is that according to Yehuda, the tzitz is not meratza klapi the carbon. It could be meratza theoretically legabe the zrikas, but not legabe the carbon itself. The same concept that the achilas hakarbon is oimid kishra la'atzmoy out of the context of what it does to the zrika, to the matir. That means you could have something which maybe the tzitz, let's say, would take away the problem of the tumor. That klape the zrikas adam would be considered a valid zrikas adam. Klape the thing being eaten, the achila is emikish la'atzmai. But the achila is part of the zrika insofar as the shame matir is concerned. So that would stay b'mkoyim, that would create a problem. Lamaisa, the Gemara falls off of that. And the Gemara says, Reb Yehuda l'chacham is a new machlekes l'gabe korban tzibur. Reb Yehuda holds in the korban tzibur, the two chalokim of the korban are ma'ak of each other. There's another place also where we have over here in the sugis of korbanos of two chalokim. Over there it's a little bit harder to understand. Two chalokim of the dvarm hanecholim. What happens if there's a machsheves pigul in the what the Gemara calls the shochat shnei kvasim lechel achas min achalois? There's two chalokim of the chalois in korban shtei alechem, there's two chalokim of the lechem aponim. Can you say that a machshava has to be chal the whole lechem, that all the lechem aponim is one korban? The bezichin of the lechem aponim is mati all of the lechem aponim together, and the shtei alechem, the shtei kvasim is mati the shtei alechem. Can you look at each chelik as separate? Over there, it's harder to understand. Lechem, it's all part of one korban. If you bring one without the other, so l'chor, one is ma'ak of the other. Of course, the shnei kvasim, one without the other is not a matir. So why would one create a effect of pigul without the other one? That's harder to understand. Somehow the Gemara understands you could plug in a chelik, a whole matir into a whole achila, but you could plug in a matir specifically to that part of the achila. Even though the l'chor, the matirim, and the niturim should go together, but somehow you could divide each chelik of the carbon, if it's mamish considered two chalokim of the carbon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.